Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Glad you could join us today. For generations, the family doctor has been an iconic image of care and professionalism. For most people, primary care physicians are their first contact with the healthcare industry, a trusted advisor in the midst of a vast and complex national bureaucracy. It's long been reported that America is experiencing a shortage of primary care doctors. In Michigan, the issue may not be that simple. A recent report from the Citizens Research Council of Michigan indicates that while the state has seen an increase in family physicians in the last decade, Michigan may need as much as 12% more to meet demand by 2030. Other data suggest there are enough doctors, but they're spread too thinly over the rural populations that need them the most. Joining me now to discuss the primary care physician issue is Nicole Bradshaw. Nicole's a research associate at the Citizens Research Council of Michigan who helped write the report. Nicole, welcome to Current State.
Thank you, Mark.
Primary care doctor shortages have been a topic of discussion for years now, decades maybe, but especially in the last few years. A lot of people were worried that the Affordable Care Act would exacerbate the problem of primary care shortages. Does the data support that worry? Is Michigan on its way to facing significant shortages of primary care physicians in the future?
Well, as you suggested, the shortages have been talked about for decades now. And there are certain factors now, including the Affordable Care Act, that might be exacerbating these shortages. So the Affordable Care Act, while it's expanding insurance and requiring more people to go see primary care physicians as a first point of contact for any sort of medical care, is certainly an issue. We also have retiring baby boomer doctors, so fewer doctors potentially in the workforce. Do we have enough doctors, new doctors, replacing those? We have an aging population that's also demanding more primary care services. So whether or not the conditions in Michigan are primed to continue to grow worse is really unknown, because on the other hand, too, we have a greater number of supply of primary care physicians because we have more medical schools opening in the state. So relative to the rest of the country, our rate of growth in primary care physicians is a little bit higher, mainly because we have these new schools that have opened in the last several years.
Interesting. Your report says that Michigan as a whole is actually on par with the national average when it comes to the number of primary care providers, but that there are pockets in the state that do face significant shortages. Where in the state do we see those shortages?
Well, we looked at shortages two different ways. The first way we looked at it were these federally designated shortage areas. And by looking at those federally designated shortage areas, we could look at population characteristics that that result in a certain population group having some sort of shortage of services. And those are spread out all over the state. In terms of the counties that had the highest number of those federally designated shortage areas, those were Wayne County, Chippewa, Montcalm, and Van Buren counties. And those are really spread out all over the place.
Urban and rural. Yeah.
Urban and rural, definitely. Wayne County had the most, 16 of these shortage areas, and 13 of those were in the city of Detroit. So certainly that's significant. The second way we looked at shortages were just a simple physician-to-population ratio on a county-wide level, and we were able to dig a little bit more deeply with this data in the sense that we were able to look at different types of specialties within primary care. And using this criteria, we did find that there were more shortages in the rural areas, particularly in the northern half of the Lower Peninsula. In contrast, by this measure, Wayne County had a sufficient number of physicians for all the different types that we looked at.
We're talking with Nicole Bradshaw. Nicole's a research associate with the Citizens Research Council of Michigan, which has issued a report on the shortage of primary care physicians in underserved areas of Michigan. Go a little deeper with us, Nicole. What are the biggest contributing factors to the shortage of primary care doctors in those areas? What forces are in play that are creating those shortages?
Well, in the urban areas and in some of the shortage areas in the rural areas, we have high poverty rates that are meaning that there's less access of certain population groups to any sort of physician services. In addition to poverty, it could be things like there's under-insured populations, or there's cultural or language barriers, or some other reason why they can't access primary care physicians, and this might be that the practices in their community just don't accept or won't accept Medicaid patients, or don't speak the same language, or something like that. On a countywide level, when we look at that, we see that the shortages are mostly in the rural areas. Some of the causes of that really have to do, I think, with broader issues. So, for example, we have medical students or medical schools and residency programs, a lot of our training hospitals. Most of those tend to be in the urban areas. We do have some in Michigan's northern half, the Lower Peninsula, and in the Upper Peninsula, but by and large, they're in the more populated urban areas. And research shows that students tend to practice near where they do the residencies. And these students who are doing residencies in the urban areas are just not moving into these rural areas after they're done with their residency to do the practice.
Your report goes into several policy recommendations lawmakers might consider to address the primary care physician shortage. One of the top issues involves money. Doctors who accept Medicaid patients aren't always reimbursed by Medicaid for the full cost of the treatment. What can be done there to provide any relief?
Well, the state certainly has the ability to increase the Medicaid reimbursement rate, and many states have done that. With the Affordable Care Act, the federal government matched in 2014 the Medicare reimbursement rate for most of these services, but it was up to states after 2014 to determine if they wanted to continue to pay the same rate as Medicare for these services or if they were going to let them go down to the rates they were done paying at previously. So the state is somewhere in between what they were doing previously and the 100% of Medicare that the federal government was providing, but they can continue to increase compensation for the reimbursement that would help to close the disparity in compensation between primary care physicians and specialty physicians. That would certainly go a long way.
Nicole Bradshaw is our guest. Nicole is a research associate with the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. We're talking about primary care physician shortages in Michigan. A medical school education is expensive, to say the least. Another of your recommendations is a loan forgiveness program. How would that work?
Well, that's a policy option that already exists. The state is utilizing the loan forgiveness program, and what this targets primary care physicians specifically that work in certain rural communities. So it's a federal, state, and community-funded program. So different providers will apply for this to get some state and federal funding to help encourage primary care physicians to come work in their community. So these tend to be in rural areas or in underserved areas. Now, these have shown to be successful in recruiting physicians who have already planned to, say, work in a rural area. But it makes sure that they're placed in a rural area that has a high need for them. So this debt forgiveness program will help to pay off the physician's loans, but doesn't seem to be sufficient enough to encourage medical students to enter primary care. The average student debt exiting medical school was $176,000 in 2014. And while that's a significant amount of money, and physicians tend to make a significant amount of money, most of these doctors appear to be taking sort of the long-term view on their total compensation package and realize that, yes, I can have a loan forgiveness program that will pay off at $176,000 in the next 10 years or so, or I can make twice as much as a primary care physician over my entire career. And that seems to be the way that a lot of physicians are going, is they realize that they'll make more over their entire career. So these loan forgiveness programs do not appear to be enough of an incentive to actually get new primary care physicians.
Another factor in play here, I guess, is, you know, young people are increasingly choosing where they want to live before they get the job. And a lot of young professionals, college graduates, are gravitating toward more urban areas because of arts and cultural scenes, more public transportation, any number of reasons. It seems like those kind of personal choices might be harder to address on the policy level. Would you agree with that, or can that be addressed?
Well, there's some things that the state is addressing because this is a problem not just for medical students or residents who are going into practice. This is a problem for a lot of college graduates. We hear this all the time, is the brain drain. But you're right. Medical students are no different than other college graduates, is that they're using geography and lifestyle and work-life balance as the primary criteria of where they're choosing to practice. These urban areas tend to already have a sufficient supply of primary care physicians. And so there are some placemaking type efforts that the state can help support in communities that particularly need physicians that might help to recruit new physicians to the area, especially if physicians are already exposed to that area through programs in their medical school or residency. That would certainly go a long way as well.
This is a big, important topic that we could talk about for a lot longer, but we have to wrap it up here. We want to thank our guest, Nicole Bradshaw, Research Associate with the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. We've been talking about the CRC's latest report on the consequences of primary care doctor shortages in some Michigan counties and communities and what might be done about it. Nicole, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.